Welcome to another InventRight.com interview with successful inventor Stephen Key. In today's fast-paced world where an elevator ride with your CEO can turn into an impromptu meeting and your lunch date can become a job interview, knowing how to market yourself in any situation is vital. Corporate coach Francis Cole Jones has helped numerous CEOs, celebrities, and public personalities present their best selves on camera and on stage in the boardrooms and in person. Now in her new book, How to Wow, she shares her strategies for making your mark in business and in life. Please welcome successful inventor Stephen Key and his guest, Francis Cole Jones, author of the book, How to Wow.
Hi, Francis. This is Stephen. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Francis, I have to admit, I just picked up your book, 2 weeks ago. And I went home and I read it and I couldn't put it down because I had a big meeting that was coming up at 7-Eleven. And there's something that just I had to try out. And it was how to tell a story when you're pitching an idea.
Right.
Yes. And I couldn't believe how fantastic that advice is. Could you talk a little bit about that? And then I will tell my story about what happened at 7-Eleven.
Well, what I found in so many situations, whether it's a job interview or a pitch meeting or a television interview, if you ground your answer in a story, you're so much more likely both to stay on message, to not get distracted, and to stay away from what's known in my business as useless modifiers. And useless modifiers are words like, you know, it's great, it's amazing, it's incredible. And they don't really tell anybody anything. And they're not memorable. So when you tell people, when you give them the answer inside a story, studies have shown that people remember stories longer, they trust them more, and they repeat them more accurately.
Oh, well, it works because I was, like I had mentioned, I was at 7-Eleven out in Dallas and I was presenting an idea to them. And instead of standing up and doing all the things I've done for years, I just sat down and I just told the story. And it was not selling, Francis. It was, there was just a connection for the first time. And the person that was leading the meeting got up and said, look, it's not if we do this, is when do we do this?
Wow.
And it was powerful. And that was one of the great tips. In fact, you've got so many tips in here. I have another question for you.
Yes.
What can inventors do to make a lasting impression, not only about themselves, but also about their ideas when they are presenting to companies?
Well, the thing that we often forget when we're presenting is we're so excited or committed to talking about our idea or our services that we forget to consider really the interests and the needs of the people we're presenting to. And when we forget that, it makes it really hard for them to hear us because they spend a lot of their time while they're listening thinking, what's in it for me? Like, what am I here beyond like a blank check or the possibility of a future job? And one of the things I talk about in the book is the Duncan Hines cake mix marketing theory. And what this is when Duncan Hines was first putting together cake mix, the decision they made to have the home baker add the egg was a marketing decision. Because what that does is it allows the person at home to say, like, I baked. I contributed to the success of the cake. And you want to walk into any meeting where you're pitching your idea and let that person know how they can contribute to your success. You know, you walk in and you say, we came to you because we know that you're the people who funded this idea. And that was so visionary. And there are very few people in the world that would have taken that kind of risk. And it really spoke to us because we're risk takers too. And so what you've done is you've given your listener their egg. They're allowed to now say, like, oh, wow, I'm a risk taker. That's my value that I'm bringing to the project. And it makes them, in that way, they get invested in your success.
Well, that's great advice because I always believe if you can get them to feel part of it, somehow ownership, and that's great advice.
Yeah, it's very, very fast twitch. A lot of times my clients will call me and they'll say, you know, I have a meeting about this. And I'll say, well, what's their egg? If you don't know the egg of the person you're walking in to talk to, then you don't have a way to hook them.
Very good.
Francis, when an inventor is selling their product ideas, you talk about some really powerful words that they can use. Could you shed some light on that, some of those words that are just powerful?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of different lists. There is the list of the 12 most persuasive words in the English language, and that came from the Yale University study. And the most influential word in the English language is you. So the more that you can, as you're talking to people, say, oh, well, as I'm sure you know, or as I'm sure you've heard, as I'm sure you've read, the more likely it is that they're going to tune in and say, wow, this person's given me some thought. And just very quickly, the other 11 words, number 2 is money. Number 3 is save. Number 4 is new. 5 is results. 6 is health, 7 is easy, 8 is safety, 9 is love, 10 is discovery, which inventors should like, 11 is proven, and number 12 is guarantee.
Wow.
So.
Wow. You know, those words are powerful. And everyone out there that's listening, I want to say a couple things. Number one, Francis, thank you for joining us today, but I want everybody to go out there, pick up this book. It's How to Wow. It's got some really simple ideas, some vision, some techniques, everything you need to present your ideas, but also feel confident when you're going into these meetings or interviews or whatever you're trying to do to project the right image. I think it's a wonderful read. I couldn't put it down. And Francis, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad you liked the book.
You've been listening to the InventRight interview series with successful inventor Stephen Key from InventRight.com. If you'd like to know more about Stephen or InventRight, please visit us at InventRight.com. You can also reach us directly at 1-800-701-7993. That wraps it up for this podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.